From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Cubans are mourning the death of 90-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for nearly half a century. The cause of death, which occurred late Friday, remains unknown. Retiree Fidel Zamora said the Cuban leader will always be present. He'll remain Cuba's biggest pride. Mr. Castro had been in poor health since he nearly died of an intestinal ailment in 2006. He ceded power to his 85-year-old brother Raul, but Cuban expert Jaime Suchlicki of the University of Miami expects no change.
It's an end of an era, but the government remains the same. Raul Castro continues the same policies that Fidel had implemented for some 50 years. He was next to Fidel for all those years, the longest serving Minister of Defense in the history of the world. So nothing really has changed for the daily life of the Cubans.
The incoming White House Chief of Staff for President-elect Donald Trump, Reince Priebus, said on U.S. television, improving relations must be a two-way street.
We're not going to have a unilateral deal coming from Cuba back to the United States without some changes in their government. Repression, open markets, freedom of religion, political prisoners. These things need to change in order to have open and free relationships, and that's what President-elect Trump believes, and that's where he's going to head.
A series of memorials begins Monday in Havana. More than 30 civilians were killed Sunday in an ethnic clash in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo village of Luhanga. Members of the Nande militia attacked mostly Hutu civilians with guns and machetes. The attackers identified as members of the Maimai Mazembe militia group. This is VOA News. Russian-backed Syrian allied forces pushed deeper into rebel-held eastern Aleppo Sunday. They took control of the large Shenando housing district as well as a neighboring district. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Munif said this could be a turning point in the years-long struggle for the city.
And this could have a domino effect. The opposition could lose more region or neighborhoods in northeastern Aleppo.
Witnesses placed the government force late Sunday inside the Sakur district, the narrowest point in eastern Aleppo. Analysts warned the fall of Sakur to forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad would effectively divide the east from north to south and, in theory, hasten the rebel collapse. Munif said both sides have been engaged in months of fighting.
Aleppo has been besieged for 4 months now, since July, with a brief break 2 months ago. So the population is exhausted. The Syrian regime has been bombing the city for the past 4 years. The major part of the city is destroyed. There are no more operational hospitals. 4 of them have been destroyed.
And thousands of civilians have fled the latest fighting. Former Prime Minister François Fillon has won France's conservative presidential primary, defeating another former Prime Minister, Alain Juppé.
La victoire me revient. Et c'est une victoire de
Fillon telling supporters his victory is due in part to the listening he did closely to the concerns of the French people. His victory will send him into an electoral battle that opinion polls suggest could be a showdown with National Party leader Marine Le Pen for president next April. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday said a rash of fires that raged for several days is not yet over, but the focus is turning to recovery. Major blazes forced tens of thousands from their homes. No deaths reported, but dozens were hospitalized for smoke inhalation. Arsonists are suspected of deliberately setting some of the fires. Sudan remains on edge following a strike call Sunday by the opposition that closed shops and affected bus transport. A 3-day strike was called following the government's decision to hike fuel prices, part of an austerity package. Meanwhile, the government shut down a popular private television channel, citing lack of a proper permit. The channel had broadcast reports critical of the government's austerity measures. Turkey Sunday released two reporters, Hatice Kamer, who works for the BBC's Turkish service, and Kajican Farkan, a freelance reporter working for VOA's Kurdish service. Farkan, detained by Turkish authorities in Diyarbakir. Kamer was held Saturday after reporting on a mine disaster in Kurdish-dominated Sirvan. President-elect Donald Trump has criticized his defeated Democratic rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whose legal team indicates it will cooperate with a recount of votes in Wisconsin, launched by Greens Party candidate Jill Stein. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.